we heed a certain call when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Hi, everyone. Hello there. This is Bobby Aliyah. Welcome to our show, Let's Create a Better World. That song tells you a little bit about how people need to come together. We also talk about healthy aging. And we're going to talk about both of those things today in a way about how the state of the planet is changing. So let me just go, I'll introduce our guest and give the theme in just a minute here. I want to thank you for calling. I'm Bobby Elias, and this show is on every week. You can hear this show also, tell your friends they can hear it on their phone by calling area 712-432-7231. I'll give that number at the end of the show as well as my own number. Next week we have on Dr. Sarah Larson, been a co-host and a guest on the show. She's going to talk about how to prepare for the holidays. Body, mind, and spirit. What to eat, what not to eat, your household goods. It's everything to do with the holidays, because so many people have many problems during the holidays, afterwards, during depression, etc. We're going to talk about all those things next week, a week from today, Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, let me introduce our guest, Stefan Rudolph. He's been on this show before. He's overcome addictions. He's written a new book. He's a webmaster, a business consultant. Does a lot of great things, and I'm happy to have him on the show. Welcome to the show, Stefan.
Hey, Bobby. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Today is going to be a great session on what's going on in the world today, problems of people, the way they think, the anger, the hate, the violence. We need to turn that around into peace, love, harmony, goodness. And we can do that. A lot of love, too. That really will help.
Exactly, so Bobby. I've been living my life that whole way, just the power of positive thinking. And I'll tell you a little bit about myself, Bobby, here, Stefan Rudolph.
Go ahead.
And Blackwood Industries is my company out here in Rancho Bernardo. We do a web design. This is down in San Diego area. Do web design, social media, online marketing. If anybody needs any help, we've been around over 6 years now and helping hundreds of customers nationwide grow their business through the social media aspect and online marketing. Our website is bwindustries.com. That's Blackwood Industries, and it's bwindustries.com. But yeah, you had a great point, Bobby. You know, I've been through a lot in life, but always kept that power of positive thinking in tune with my life and being able to grow my life and overcome obstacles such as, you know, I've had 2 hernia surgeries, a pulmonary embolism, 3 endoscopies, 20 plus years of epilepsy. I know we had talked about this before, but just really brain surgery in 2007, and still just the power of positive thinking and mindset toward focusing on a positive life is what has helped me get to where I'm at today, and also in helping others. So that's what I'm here for.
Great, great, beautiful. I love it. And that's why you do a good job. And I know we're going to talk about a number of things today. And the young man that committed suicide, who was on a right path, we'll get to that towards the end of the show. But let's talk first about the state of the world and how, as I said at the beginning, how thinking is so, so important. How we think, we need to turn our minds and our mindset. We need to be grateful for what we have, not what we don't have. I'd like you to give your thoughts on that subject.
Yeah, exactly. If we start, you know, focusing on what we've lost, what we had, the world just around us just begins to crumble. Because, you know, I had it all at one time. I had a $1 million home in Anaheim overlooking Disneyland. I had the ideal life. I was in pharmaceutical sales. I was, at the time, what I thought was a good industry, of course, but not now. But, you know, financially, I had it all. And if we focus on everything that, you know, we once had in life and not, we don't have the happiness within. I was never really happy at that point, spiritually, you know, and physically I was out of shape, mentally I was out of shape, financially it was all there, but it's really focused on what we have to do in an aspect of focusing on the positive and learning from the negative and growing every day in life, because without these obstacles in life, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And I'm at the healthiest I've ever been in my life at 43 years old, the you know, the greatest physical shape, mental, emotional, spiritual, in every way in that area. So we just have to really maintain that positive focus. And the people around us are key. You know, who we surround ourselves with is who we become as well. I know we talked about that, Bobby, and that's a big point. So, yeah, that's what we're here for.
Excellent. Real good. Now, you wrote a book. Tell us about the book and what inspired you to write the book and what it's about.
Yeah, the book itself is called Barstool Knowledge, basically about my life in college and learning about my addiction in the bars. I grew up in the restaurant and bar industry. My website for that is barstoolknowledge.com. You can read about my book on there and about my life. Basically, Bobby, though, it's the fact that I was in college, you know, partying, doing the ultimate college party life, having a great time, but not realizing how the addiction was building, how it was developing my life to become a necessity. It wasn't just fun anymore, but going out 4 or 5 nights a week or more sometimes, extensively partying, spending all my money on that, it became a really bad habit where it was not fun anymore. And I met a guy that was in his early 40s. At the time, I was only 21, 22. He told me about addiction. He told me about what he has gone through. And he scared me by saying, "Hey, I see you in this mirror." He was looking at the bar mirror. And he said, "Kid, I see you in me. I was like you 20 years ago. So you better watch out." And I just shrugged it off. But he really talked to me for about 2 hours that night. And it really hit home in what I call recognizing addictive reasoning. So that's what my book is about, is the thoughts that go on in our head for making excuses for drinking, for doing drugs, for smoking, whatever it is. We seem to have a conscious part of our mind that says, "It's okay, I always drink 3 or 4 drinks a day, 5 drinks, whatever." There was always a reason going on, and I had to be able to recognize that is what he taught me, and kind of how my subconscious mind was then being reprogrammed to focus on health, focus on better things. But the addiction had already taken over at that time, and that's kind of what the book is about, is just going through those steps to better our life by seeing what's going wrong and what needs to be done to improve our life. So I just want to help, especially the youth out there, 16 to 25 years old, when it comes to peer pressure, partying, addiction, you know, just being your own leader and not being a follower. That's the main emphasis, too, of the book. And that's what I'm here for.
Great, great. All right, let me reintroduce you to our people that may have just tuned in. And then the next thing we're going to talk about is being grateful, so get ready for that. But my name is Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. Second theme is healthy aging, and we are going into health and aging more and more and more on this show. Great speakers, great themes. We always try to give you something unique, something different, something you're not going to hear a lot about, and some of the news, cutting-edge research, scientific information about these subjects. And I'm trying to make this one of the best shows in the world, and we're on our way. All right, so the next subject is being grateful, and that is, to me, Stefan, I remember years ago when I just was glad I was alive. I was just glad I had what I had. I thought to myself one day that, well, you know what, I'm lucky. I've got my health. I'm not a bad-looking guy, and I'm athletic, and I eat. I'm starting to learn to eat good, et cetera. And I just was so grateful of that. Then later, as we get into life, I've learned that you want to be grateful for what you have, not what you don't have. You want to be just so happy that, for example, you have a house to live in, you have a bed, How many people around the world don't have a place to sleep, don't have a bed, don't have a kitchen, don't have a stove, don't have a bathroom? They don't. But we do.
Yeah.
We're blessed. We're lucky. So I want to talk about how the thinking. And one more thing, too, about that. A lady named Louise Hay, many of you've heard of her, she is one of the greats. Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle, these are some of the people that I've listened to, learned from. And anyway, Louise Hay has a CD called I Can Do It. I made copies of it. I gave it to some friends, talked about it on my radio show. And it has really helped a lot of people. And I recommend anybody to get that tape or to get her work, Louise Hay. I strongly recommend her. Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle, many people. And now you can look at Stefan's book coming up. We'll talk about that too. But you must be grateful what you have. Be grateful you don't live out there in the jungle or in some place where and you're not sick, you're not deathly sick. As long as you're alive, be grateful. First thing I get up is I'm grateful that I'm alive and all the things that I have here. I have a car, I have family, I have kids. I have so many wonderful things, and I don't even say one thing, Stefan. I don't say what I don't have, what I want, what I need. No, get into that. You know why? Because it'll come. You just be grateful what you have. Let things fall in place. Your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point, Bobby, because Louise Hay and those conferences that she has, Hay House is the name of her publication company, and I Can Do It has been a big conference going around for since 2010 with Wayne Dyer, a lot of different speakers, new up-and-coming authors, and she really influenced me back in 2011. I saw her speak, and she was 90 years old up on stage saying about what the obstacles she overcame, and her success didn't come till her mid to late 50s even. You know, this is,
right.
That, like you said, it doesn't matter if we're struggling in life. She maintained that positive outlook, but also not just positivity, but hard work, dedication, perseverance, all those areas, because some people might say, well, I'm just going to think positive and it'll come. And we have these opportunities that show up, but then maybe I've been too lazy in the past and I use it as an excuse. You know, I stopped doing that with people like Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer influencing me to better think, you know, and also take action on these thoughts. But people like that, you know, we just need to focus on those areas and be in that better mindset, because even when obstacles come in our way, as I mentioned, having everything and then losing it, and if we start blaming other people, pointing one finger at another person, and we've got three fingers pointed back at ourselves when we do that, if we are blaming other people, we're going to go through our whole life in misery and sorrow and just being pissed off at the world, and of which I was for a couple years because of divorce, because of medical problems, financial problems, and I learned how to switch that with authors like this that taught me how to better look at what's going on around me and focus on what I can grow into every day and not what has happened in my past, because that's yesterday. You know, we're in the present right now, and whatever we do right now is going to be our tomorrow. So that changed my life in 2011, 12. And as you mentioned too, the mindset, as I talked about in our show here, I've had epilepsy. I had that for 20 years due to a football injury in high school. And the medication worked for a few years, but medication, as we know, is not good. It's the side effects. You know, it may cause other issues, like it may kill you. You know, a lot of the ones I took, like Depakote, Tegretol, Topamax, Keppra, it goes on and on. I took those for years. They prevented my grand mal, Bobby, but they didn't prevent the whole auras, the small mals that were going on. So the pharmaceutical industry and what happened after I had brain surgery, the surgery did not work. I got back on medication. That did not work for 2 years. In 2010, 2011, right along that same line in my spiritual awakening and the different authors I listened to, I started with meditation, holistic healing, focusing on my thought patterns and especially what I was eating and what I was digesting, bringing in. And I found out it was causing these problems with the epilepsy and especially with Red Dye 40 and other products like this in the market. I cleaned my diet up and was able to get off medication in 2011. And in 2012 time period, I completely got off that. The neurologist couldn't believe it. And I'm just telling him, hey, it's the power of positive thinking. It's what I want. I'm healthy. I'm focused. I'm growing every day. And it has helped me overcome addiction, overcome epilepsy, And shows like your show, Bobby, has really helped me as well, just what you do and how you help people. So I want to give a shout out to you and appreciate you and what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. This is Stefan Rudolph I'm speaking to. We're talking about being grateful. We're talking about the thoughts. We're talking about, and as we go through the show, towards the latter part of the show, we're going to talk about a young man that committed suicide and how he was changing his life and how it can happen to anyone. We're also going to talk about exercise, meditation, the oxygen in your brain, Alzheimer's, the food you take, intake, the juicing. This is all part of healthy aging, but it's also part of everything to do with body, mind, spirit, and more important on the subject today, which is our mindset, our thoughts. If our brain is functioning better, if we're healthy, we can do all these things. If we're depressed and sad and not sleeping and not eating well, we're going to be in a negative mode. We don't need that. So we need to change our thoughts. Let me say about Louise Hay. She, as a young girl, she was abused badly. And she went through a heck of a young, youthful life, home life. But guess what she did? She changed her life. And she really blossomed in her 40s. And she tells the story in her tapes. And it's so inspiring. It's one of the best things. And a lot of you remember the, I'm sure you remember, Stefan, the Secret. That helped a lot of people change lives, what, 8 or 9 years ago. So let's talk about some of those topics. Go right ahead, Stefan.
Yeah, that book basically changed my life. And ironically, my ex-wife, as we parted on good terms, we didn't have any children. We just kind of, you know, it wasn't a hard divorce at all. It's just, you know, we separated and finalized the paperwork. She gave me that book, actually, the last week we were together and said, here, I think you'd like this. And, of course, going through divorce and being pissed off and angry, I threw the book in the closet for a year. But ironically, I came across it about a year later, The Secret, and I read that and started coming across authors and people who were in that book, and I just saw more and more. I read it, I listened to it, and I said, this stuff works, you know, from the smallest thing as far as the people I'm attracting into my life and the jobs that come up, the opportunities that come up, the positive and negative, everything was coming by the way I was thinking. And I actually ended up working for one of the authors on there, John Assaraf, and I was one of his sales reps in 2010 for his business coaching company. So I knew that by him coming into my life, he was one of my role models. He still is. And what he went through in life to overcome obstacles, all these people, and we have this power of the mindset to focus on our growth and overcoming obstacles, especially how you mentioned Louise Hay growing up like that. If we go around pissed off, angry, depressed, you know, just at what happened to us, we'll never get over it. And Bobby, there's a story real quick. I ran into a homeless man on the street a few months back. He was at a bus stop, and I, you know, gave him some change, and he was completely drunk. He was just really depressed. And I said, well, I wanted to hear a little bit of the story. And I asked him, and he said, well, that lady left me, that so-and-so, he was really pissed off at his ex-wife for leaving him because of his drinking problem. And the way he said this, it sounded like it happened yesterday. And I talked to him more. I go, well, when did she leave you? Oh, it was like 20 years ago. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, and you're still like this? And that's an example of what will happen to us.
Yes.
You know, he was probably 50 years old and still homeless. If we don't change our mindset, we're going to let that affect us and end up on the street, end up in the worst situations in life. So we really need to focus on that and create that positive aspect and positive view in our life in order to come obstacles, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, you know, spiritually, financially, any area, just to focus on the mindset and what it can do for us.
Excellent. You know, the key word here to me is let it go. Example, today, this morning, I got a call from somebody in the family worried about their daughter and asked me to help out. And so I called the daughter, tried to talk to her. But the mother, the lady that called me, I told her this. She's worrying. She's anxious. She's just on pins and needles. And I told her, look, I will talk to your daughter. However, you just need to let it go. Hear those words? Let's say it to me. She said, let it go. I want you to say, I'm going to let it go. And I want you to do that because you cannot keep that anxiety and stress. You're killing yourself. And sure enough, she's getting sick, very sick, because her mindset for many years has been worrying, anxious, nervous, arguing, yelling. That's terrible. horrible. I gave her the CD, and it worked for a while. It worked. But she went back to the old way. So I'm trying to reinvent her thinking. I mean, again, let it go, I tell her. That's
yeah, they say let go and let God take over. Yeah, let go and let God take over is what AA will say. The program Alcoholics Anonymous helps people, you know, through by saying let go and let God take over. But even if we don't, you know, if there's different views on what your higher power is, there is a power within us that just says let go. Because my mom, for example, was the same way, in a caring, loving way. You know, when I was going through my worst times in 2011 and 12, at this point, I actually ended up in jail for a DUI. And she wanted to come there and bail me out. And I just said, I need to be here. Please let go of me in this area. I'm an adult now. And, of course, being a loving mother, she wanted to help. But I wanted to take in that situation. This may sound crazy, Bobby, but I was in jail. I could have bailed out for $250.
Oh,
and because of this DUI, I just said, I can't do this anymore. I need to be grounded in here and just take this as my punishment, so to speak, and learn from it and grow from it. And by doing that, by just spending that time and going through, I went through a growth process to see the other side of life, to see what's in there. And once again, it may sound crazy, but something just told me, you have to live this stuff on. You have to be in here. And by the time I got out, I was so grateful, and I changed many lives in there by talking to them about the power of positive thinking. And they just, like, people were saying, what are you doing in here? You know, you don't belong in here. And they just didn't know why I was there. And I myself didn't know, but now I look back and know why. And it was because of that, you know, closing my mom off in a good way, that she didn't have to help me. She didn't have to be an enabler, it's called. Because a lot of people will enable people that are in addictions, and they're not, that person on addiction is not going to get over it if they have an enabler in their life at all. If that's just a reason to keep drinking, keep using, keep spending, whatever it is, you know, there has to be teamwork involved.
Right. Excellent. You know, it's so important that we change our thinking. It's not easy, I know. And I know a lot of people out there listen to this show. This is what we're trying to do, is trying to inspire you to make change. I've been at a lot of health meetings. I know Gary Null talked about how he had a great meeting to help people. And then he went downstairs. He was told that some people went downstairs to Burger King. And he was so upset, and he talked about it on his radio show the next day. People can listen, but they don't do. So I'm just trying to tell you out there, you've got to do one step at a time. Baby steps if you need to, but you've got to change your life. Everybody, even those that had their life together. It's always good to hear inspiring stories and more more ideas from other people and more new thoughts to continue to change your life for the better. Okay, I want to talk about the suicide. The young man, you had the story pretty well, and I want you to, but he was doing so well for a while. Can you tell us a story about that? And go ahead.
Yeah, my friend, Justin Pack is his name, and I met him through a mastermind group, it's called. Many of us may have heard of mastermind. It's a growth group for business entrepreneurs, for people in general. Just mastermind is a great focus on mindfulness and setting a life and business plan together. I met him back in January, and he had been a Marine for 8 years and served our country and had been over deployed 4 times overseas and had gone through a lot of hard times, a lot of good times. But I give him all the props in the world for serving our country and being the man that he is. Still to this day, even though he has passed, he took his life here on November 5th, just 2 weeks back, and it's been really hard for his friends and family. He was the most positive person and such an influence in my life. At 26 years old, what he did in December time period, he came into more of a spiritual awakening, and he did this through opening a business, and it's called Think Tank. It's called the Sensory Deprivation Tanks. And maybe people have seen these as flotation devices. And he found this to be a great relief for PTSD, for the stress disorders that he had, everything that was going on. But it got farther and farther, really hard on him to deal with it, where he had to get some medical help. And he was doing better. He came back down here and was trying to get the business going. And one thing led to another. And I'm sorry to say that he just, passed away. And recently, and what we're trying to do in memory of him for Justin Pack is get this sensory deprivation company. It's called Think Hank in Oceanside. And we're trying to do a fundraiser right now for him because this business itself needs the money to get funded. And it's going to be helping thousands of people here in San Diego County. And we're trying to grow this as well. But we have a website as well called clickforgrowth.com where we can donate money to help get the business going. It's click4growth.com. And Justin, because of his, you know, the friends, the family he has, the support, we're going to be doing this for him and in memory of him. So it's kind of hard to talk even right now about this, but it's something that he had PTSD. He fought back and forth with positive thinking, with affirmations, with everything. But if we don't have the people around us, as far as I think what happened is he started going astray by himself. He went on some trips by himself. And he was letting it get to him by not having those people there to help him. So, Bobby, we've talked about this before, too, as far as having those people around you, the positive people asking for help, you know, getting out there and putting your hand out there when you need that help. Not, you know, we have to kind of swallow our pride sometimes. I had to do the same thing for many years and just be grateful that we have the people in our life, the friends in our life, the family in our life that want us to be there. So even in the worst times, the worst depression that we're going through, the worst financial hardships, we have to stay focused and know that there's more out there. We can't just, you know, take the easy road and do the worst thing to others by taking our life. But, you know, for Justin, I can't even imagine what he was going through because of his four deployments and serving our country. So my thoughts and prayers go out to him in that area, and I definitely want to help him help his business succeed as well.
Yeah, in this world, Stefan, we've got so many, the world going bad, and so easy for people to go off track and get depressed. Let me, for our listeners that just tuned in a little late, this is Stefan Rudolph I'm speaking to. He's a webmaster, he's a business consultant, and he's really into this whole thing of changing your mind thought, and we're talking about all that today. Those of you, I want you to continue to stay with the show. I had a second guest that couldn't make it, but we're going to take the place of that guest and talk about other things that can help your body and your mind and your thinking, which is to relax, to meditation, exercise, getting oxygen in your brain through meditation, Alzheimer's. We're going to talk about other things of that sort. I have a list of things here that I'll go over when we get into that subject towards the end of the show, so don't go away. And also next week, Dr. Sarah Larson will be on to talk about getting ready for the holidays. There's so many ups and downs to this whole thing of keeping ourselves together and keeping ourselves straight and not going off track. All right, let's talk about the whole thing about being grateful again. A little more on that, you know, on how it's so important to be happy and to think good thoughts. When I get up in the morning, I do meditation, a short version of it, even 5 minutes of the deep breathing, and that helps get air into my brain. And then I feel good, I feel relaxed, I drink water, and then I tell myself that I'm the best, I'm really good at this, I can do anything I want to do, I'm alive, thank God I'm alive, thank God I had the things that I have, and never do I think about what I don't have. You start thinking about what you want, what you don't have. So many people talk about all the negatives. In many old cultures, they argue, they fight, and they just completely tell each other so many horrible things that pretty soon the person is hearing this believes it. And that's so, so bad. Let's get into that a little more. Your thoughts, Stefan.
Yeah, exactly, Bobby. That's like our listeners know about, is the focus of Mastermind and the power of positive thinking and what that comes about. Because Justin and others that I've had in my life before, I see these people come in with, sometimes I'll be depressed or down one day, and when Rita, I have a good friend, Rita, she comes into my life and tells me these positive affirmations. Justin was doing this. It's like, it just makes you feel better, and you have to surround yourself with those people because of the issues with depression and the pharmaceutical industry and everything that we have going on in our life to bring us down. When we are on prescription drugs, when we are drinking, anything going on, it's too hard to deal with sometimes alone. And right now, the really manifesting our thoughts, thinking about what we think about, we bring about. Remember, we talked about this too, is the thoughts that you have in your life are what happens in your life in the future. So by thinking negative, by thinking life is hard, it's going to happen. My friend Rita Sweeting, she's been helping homeless people as well. She's got a nonprofit organization going here in North County, San Diego. So she has shown me a new light to helping people because she was there at that one point in her life, and she wants to help kids, help adults, anybody really that's struggling right now as the wintertime comes up. So surrounding myself with people like that and helping people in both mind, body, and spirit is the main goal. And that's what your radio show does, Bobby, and that's what, you know, my book, Barstool Knowledge, does, is just focusing on that growth.
Great stuff. This is why I'm just blessed to have you as a friend, because you think like me a little bit. No two people are perfect, but you're on your way to getting better and better all the time. And you're like myself. I like what you said about how your life has never been better, the way you think, the way you feel, the way you eat, the way you do everything, especially the thinking and the being positive. It's so, so important. So I'm hoping that this show can be an inspiration, people, to take one step, a baby step. We're giving you lots of clues. We're telling you, change your mind thinking to get those bad thoughts out of the way, to be grateful for what you have. And in a few minutes, we're going to get into other things. In fact, we're going to get into that real soon about how you can exercise, how you can eat more better food, better supplements, better juicing, and do all these things, because if you do that, you will feel good. If you feel good and your body is working well, your brain's going to work well. There's so many things going on with Alzheimer's and the sort. So let's take exercise as a first subject. I want to get into that, about how it's so important to move your body. I'm going to give you some thoughts on what exercise can do for you. If you just walk, power walk, do a regular walk, you can avoid heart disease, heart attacks. You can beat off bad blood pressure. Cholesterol.
You can avoid addiction, too. Yeah, addiction. That's exactly what I did. Yeah, I started walking. When I got out of jail in that time period in 2012, I didn't have a driver's license for a few months there. And I just started walking one day feeling like, hey, this is making me feel better. This is getting the blood flowing. I started walking 4 or 5 miles or more a day just to get exercise, just to feel better, because my addiction before was going to bars, going to restaurants, and getting that energy out through alcohol. You know, and filling myself with that poison. And what I started doing was filling myself with energy by going to the gym, by going walking, by going running. I ended up losing 40 pounds now, Bobby. I'm down to 172, and I was up to 220 at one time even. I'm probably 50 pounds now. So it was averaging probably about 210. I was having issues with my body overall, my stomach, my liver, my kidneys. I didn't really know what was going on. I even started getting the shakes, literally, from being hungover some mornings, and how bad that was. I just thought, well, it's part of being hungover. I would laugh at it. But when I started getting worse and worse and throwing up more and more, it was horrible. And what your point being about walking, about just changing your lifestyle, it may be hard in the first 30 days for people to do this, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I saw it. And I've gone through it before where I just shut that light off after about 30 days or 60 days thinking, well, I need a beer. I need a drink. And I kept making excuses like, I'll only have a few this time. I won't drink as much. It got worse. You know, I tried 4 times in 10 years to stop drinking. But the way I changed it, Bobby, was changing the people around me, changing my environment, getting rid of those negative people, the negative thoughts that were coming out. And just changing, it helped me able to change my mindset by getting around people that do yoga, that do meditation, holistic healing.
Right.
All areas like that.
The same for me. I mean, I have just changed totally. I mean, all the ugliness. I mean, my dad was an alcoholic. My brother was in gangs and drugs. And my mother went crazy trying to have to put up with the two of them. And so I was the youngest one. And I just saw all the, I don't want to drink because I'll be like my dad. My God, look what it does. I want to be in a gang. That's stupid. And I don't want to drink and take drugs like these young guys were doing as gang members and going out and doing stupid stuff. I could see that. I was blessed. That's what I mean by as a youngster. I looked at all that. I thought about it when I'd go in the backyard and sit down on a chair with a cat on my lap, getting the cat lots of love, thinking about how I'm just happy that I've learned from all these mistakes that my mother, my father, and my brother had made, and I don't want to be like that. I want to be different. I want to be better. And I kept changing.
Yeah, you know why they're like that, and you probably remember this, Bobby, because when you're a kid like that, you don't really have any if your father or people in your family are alcoholics or drugs, you want to bond with somebody. You need friendship. You need, and your homies are there, but they're in gangs. And it was like that movie back in the day called Colors, where they talked about the gangs. And it was the first time I saw that movie with Ice-T and other people in that movie. And it was a great influence on me at 13 years old to see why people join gangs, because they need the camaraderie. They need the family, the friends. They don't have that in their life. And that's where, you know, the White Rose Youth Sanctuaries, people like this that have youth places to go for helping people to bond with the right people, people that are healthy, people that want to stay focused. Because if you don't, you got to bond with somebody. And if there's no one out there, you're going to join a gang, you're going to become a druggie, you're going to do something to feel like you're wanted somewhere. And that goes back to me drinking and thinking, these are my homies. I'm at the bar, man, they love me. And I look back and go, what was I thinking? Because now that I'm gone, they don't call, they don't care. You know, they're there for their addiction when it comes to drinking. And it feels good to drink with other people. Same with drugs, same with, you know, just being a loser on the street. You want someone to surround you to know you're not alone. So why don't we reverse this role and say, hey, I'm doing great in life. I'm going to surround myself with positive people, with people that want to grow, rich people, successful people, you know, positive thinking people, those areas. Right, Bobby?
Right, right. You know, so many people are making money on drugs. They're making money on alcohol, on meat, and on bad food. And they're making money on so many things that are bad for us, the air we breathe, the environment we live in. They're making lots of money, the war we go to. People are making huge amounts of money, and they don't want to stop. They want to keep making that money. That's what makes this tough. Let me get back to exercise. Reduce the chance of heart attack. Strengthen your heart, your lungs, your bones, and muscles. These are all through walking or any kind of exercise. And I'm going to give you some choices of exercise in a second. Let me finish reading this. More energy and strength you get from walking. Your weight and your blood pressure are improved. You can handle stress better. You sleep better. You look better. And you feel so good. It's a high. It's a natural high after you take a walk. So exercise. Besides walking, you can do swimming. Do fast walking. I do it every night.
Aerobics?
No, the walking, the walking with your arms moving and everything. I lost it for a second. Anyway, I'll get back to that in a minute. But you want to swim. You want to go out and do some yoga, great yoga. There's all kinds of yoga places all over the place. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people don't live in areas where they have health stores or yoga classes or learning all these things. I see that a lot because I'm a minority, my so-called minority. We're going to be the majority. I'm Latino, and our people just don't have all that out there. It's tough in some of the poor areas. And I live in the poor and the middle-class areas, so I know what I'm talking about. So exercise is good. Your thoughts on that and anything else to do with that? And then I'm going to go to another subject.
Yeah, exercise, and what I've picked up is weights, is working out, is racquetball. I play a lot of racquetball competitively now. I couldn't do that 4 or 5 years ago. It was just, it wasn't in my physical realm, you know, and that helped me to replace any type of anxiety or stress. Maybe I had a stressful day at work. I would go out and do some running, do some weightlifting, especially run on the beach. And like you said, meditation, you have a good point. A lot of places don't have, if it's, you know, lower income levels, they might not have gyms in their area, but people have to find another way, find a way to walk, find a way to do push-ups, sit-ups, anything you can to expel that energy without sitting in front of the TV, without, you know, eating fast food or frozen food. You know, that's another area we talk about, too, is going down the frozen food aisle. I don't do that anymore. That type of food was bringing me down. I didn't know it, but it was affecting my mindfulness. And that's another area where when I cut out that food, I incorporated health and wellness and working out, hitting the gym. That's where all my extra weight went, and I lost that 40 pounds.
Right. Okay, I want to mention this on Alzheimer's. It really, people that have Alzheimer's, their thoughts change. Their memories are going. Emotions change. Judgments are not together. And their personality totally changes. And how can we avoid Alzheimer's? All the things we're saying, the thinking the right way, eating, exercising, living a better life, and you can avoid that. Alzheimer's is a terminal and incurable disease. It's not merely it's not a consequence of aging. It's the seventh most common cause of death in the United States. So you can avoid Alzheimer's by doing a lot of good things. Let's talk about diet and food. Juicing, eating a really great vegetarian, vegan, or raw food diet, and just eating all these great vegetables and fruits and grains and beans. You eat that way every day. You eat healthy. You juice a lot. Green juices, fruit juices. Jelly Knoll has these, and I sell them as part of what I do. And we want to get people healthy doing all these things. It's so important. You want to avoid. This helps your mind get better. I want you to help me correlate how exercise and food and all these great things help turn the mind into a better way of thinking.
Yeah, Bobby, you know what amazed me? In the past 3 years, I have not been sick with a cold. And, going on 3 years now this winter, and what changed my mindset was, of course, being on a healthier diet and watching. Sometimes if I wasn't feeling good and I started coming down with a cold or something, I paid attention to what I had been eating in the past 24 to 48 hours. Like, creating a diet journal is key. And if you're not feeling well, if you have either diarrhea or constipation or something going on in your life, of course it may be related to stress, but what do we do as a society? We say, I got to take this pill. I got to go get a prescription. I got to go to the doctor. I'm sick. Instead of going to the healthcare practitioner, which is really the sick care, you only go there when you're sick. Why don't we focus on the health of what we're taking in? Pay attention to it, because even this morning I had some food and I just was a little upset after my stomach started getting upset. And so I had to pay attention. It was oatmeal and some old fruit. You got to watch what you take in. So I knew that it wasn't. You just have to be aware of what is going in your fuel tank, basically. Just like a car, you don't want to put the wrong fuel in the car. It's not going to run properly. And I started creating that diet journal, keeping note on what I'm taking in and how I feel. And the times that I've had a sniffle or a cold come on, I go work out. I go drink some juices. Like you said, vitamin C or juicing is a big part. I like to do that too. Blend raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, everything, peaches, Get stuff like that going every morning. It's great. Gives you that natural energy, right?
Right. Exactly. I want to talk about juicing. This is one of the things that are really, really important for your body, for your mind, for your feeling. When people get cancer, what happens when they go into a place of where they get healed and they pay $5,000 to $10,000 a week just to be in there and get? Guess what happens? And I talked to Charlotte Gerson. And I mentioned this, I think, the last week or two, where she told me, because I had a patient that wanted to go in her place for a week or go into any kind of place for a week, but he couldn't do it. He didn't have the money, and he'd rather do it at home, what he told her. So she said, very simple, get my book, and showed step by step, go into the program. And the program, basically, for most of these 1 week or 5 week, 10 week programs with people, live in a place and they eat and they juice a lot. Basically, what they get in order to prevent or remove the cancer or change it is juicing, green juices, vegetables, wheatgrass, things from the ocean, berries, and all the reds and all the cherries and all these great things. If you juice, you can change your life. Your skin glows. Your hair grows back sometimes. A lot of great things happen. So that's very, very, very important. Any other thoughts on your end? Because we're winding down. We're going to finish the show in a short while. Some more stuff that we haven't talked
Bobby,
about.
Yeah, Bobby, the biggest thing I learned from being in the pharmaceutical industry when I sold drugs, legally drugs, when I sold drugs is the placebo effect. And I always studied this because we had to know these numbers and I sold antidepressants to doctors, and I found out that nearly 33% of people got better on sugar pills, on placebo. And I was just like, well, wow, how does this happen? And that was my first interaction with being able to recognize that, our human minds are incredible. It's like we are our own doctor, and we have the power to heal. So I have shown that and gone through it with alcohol, with epilepsy, with everything. And people that don't see this are just really stuck in the mindset of, well, I have to take this pill to get better. I want to continue my same lifestyle. I want to eat like crap, drink like crap, feel like crap. but I can take this antidepressant and feel better for a few hours. And it's just a roller coaster, right? It goes up and down, and it doesn't cure us. And that's like the power of positive thinking comes into play, but also we have to understand that these prescription drugs are not here to heal. They're here to just basically put a Band-Aid on there for temporary, you know, then the Band-Aid gets ripped off every so often and you're depressed again. But we have to change our own lifestyle. You know, I've gone through the self-healing. And Bobby, too, I want to emphasize about just being able to speak to other people. If there's anybody out there that would like me to speak, to hear more about this, I have a great story. I want to tell more people, especially the youth, about this, because they're not aware of this. They're drinking Monster. They're drinking 5-Hour Energy. They're trying to feel better in the day.
Yeah.
And they're all over the place with sugar, with red dye 40, everything going on. It blows me away now that my mind has expanded to see outside the box of what our system is like when it comes to the foods we give our children, the environment we raise them. It's horrible, and we need to be there to help them change and grow into better people.
Right. We still have another 5 or 6 minutes, Saban, and I want to make sure that our people listening can be inspired by Saban, by the things I'm saying about how you need to stop and change. So many people, like I gave this mention earlier about a meeting that Gary Nolan had. I've been to meetings too, many meetings. People hear it, then they go out, they don't practice it. Same as church. How many people go to church and hear all this good stuff and they go out and do some terrible things? How about the pastors that have church and a half an hour later in the back room, there was one of the parish, there was one of the women. That's terrible. I mean, you got to concentrate, you got to be holistic, you got to be spiritual, you got to stick to your guns and change your sense of your mind. I'm going to talk next about vegan food and why it's so important. There are millions of Americans are more and more going into a vegetarian diet and more going to raw foods or going into a vegan diet even, yes. And this whole thing, medical studies are reporting that vegetarians are healthier, have less diseases, need less medical help, doctor visits, and less sickness of any kind, and live longer. And
yeah.
I've seen studies where they live 10, 15, even 20 years longer than someone that doesn't. It's so important. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's been a big part in my change here. Is it used to be pizza, beer, whatever's there, wings, pizza, and things. It was everything. It was because I didn't care. I just thought, this tastes good. You know what that is, Bobby? It's a temporary feeling in our taste buds and our emotions. Just it tastes good going in, but it feels like crap when it's digesting. It goes out like crap, literally.
Right.
It makes us feel like crap, and we can't. It's such an addictive role that we keep doing. When I started cleaning up and became more of a vegetarian, I'd say I'm 90% now. Occasionally, I will have some chicken or some fish, but the chicken last week that I had really played a role. I just see a difference now. You know, I started
right.
getting slowed down. I was a little slower. It's just not natural. And the acid reflux problems that I did have when I drank, I still, even after I stopped drinking, the acid was there. The acid reflux problems with food getting caught in my esophagus was there. Up until this point, in about the past 6 months, I've changed my diet and got rid of meats and hardcore things that are tough to swallow, you know. And I couldn't
right.
swallow my pills in the morning. I would take my vitamins and my morning pills, and I had to do a certain way of drinking the water to get them down. That was because of the problems I was having with meats. And now that I know, I've seen that I've cut about 90-95% of my meats out, I don't have this issue anymore. So it's like my body is naturally running at optimal health right now.
Wow, yeah. I'm going to give you some statistics. These are about 10 years old, so actually more like 15 years old, but they're good statistics, and these numbers are much higher now. Here, yeah. And this has to do, by the way, this is Stefan Rudolph I'm speaking to. I'm Bobby Elias, and we're talking about the mind and how you need to change your thoughts. All right. Another way to change your thoughts is your diet. Here's one for you. The average American eats over 3,000-pound cows a year. They eat 6 whole pigs a year, 3,000 chickens a year, whole chickens. Turkeys and other flying birds, 3,000 fish and sea creatures every day, scavengers, 30,000 quarts of cow's milk. And by the way, scavengers, real quick, in the ocean, some of these things like shrimp, like oysters, clams, crabs, they eat the worst of the worst of the worst. They're scavengers. You eat them, and you're eating all that garbage. So you need to change your diet. If you like to eat meat, if you eat it now, go ahead. But cut back, at least. You've got to change your life to get better. As we finish up, why don't you go ahead and give us your contact information and a 1 or 2 minute finish up your last minute thoughts.
Yeah, that last part, Bobby, real quick on that last part, that was great because we have to be aware of what we're taking in. And that right there is what changed my life. And I would highly suggest if anybody takes away, you know, the people, the listeners out there, you take away one thing from this. If you're drinking or if you're smoking, whatever it is that you're trying to break, just be aware of what it's doing to you. I started, when I was drinking my beer, I was started telling myself, look what it's doing to me. And just started getting the view of what alcohol was doing to my life. Alcohol basically lied to me because of the society's view that it was saying, it's okay to drink. You know, it used to be okay to smoke. You know, in the I Love Lucy days when everybody smoked on TV there, it used to be cool to smoke. It's cool to drink now. But I started being aware of what the alcohol was doing even while I was drinking. And I just started telling myself, I can't be doing this anymore. So we just have to have an awareness around us, Bobby. And, yeah, it's been a great show. And to wrap up, basically, Stefan Rudolph, my business is Blackwood Industries in Rancho Bernardo here. And we do web design, social media, all types of internet marketing for any small business that's interested. You can look us up on the website, bwindustries.com. My number is 760-215-2337, 215-2337. If you want to talk spiritually or talk about business in any area, I'm here, you know, overcoming these obstacles with epilepsy, alcohol, addictions, and everything. And I am looking to speak as well. We talked about my buddy, Bobby, we talked about Justin Pack, who passed away. We are doing a fundraiser for him to keep his business alive and helping others as well. His business is called Think Tank in Oceanside. There's a Facebook page, Think Tank Oceanside, for sensory deprivation. There is a website I created for him, clicksforgrowth.com. Click4growth.com. You can make a donation there. And Rita Sweeting is a good friend of mine. She does the White Rose Youth Sanctuary. She helps the homeless youth in the San Diego area here, White Rose Youth Sanctuaries. So I appreciate your show, Bobby, and hopefully I'm here to help others, and I'll be here again for you.
Thank you so much. You've been wonderful, and I hope we inspired people. I'm sure you did, and I'm trying to do the same thing. All right. Thanks again.
Thanks, Bobby. Have a great day.
All right. You too. All right. Let me wind down the show and thank some people, and also remind you that next week, Dr. Sarah Larson, she's a medical intuitive, a holistic doctor, a spiritual counselor. She'll be on the show to talk about preparing for the holidays, as far as your food, your air you breathe, the household goods you use, the presents you buy, the whole thing from A to Z about what to avoid, what to do better at. Excuse the noise in the background. My phone number, if you want to call me at any time to talk about the show, about the ideas for the show, or any new thoughts or questions about any of the guests, my number is area 323-770-1925. Again, 323-770-1925. If you want to help tell your friends to hear this station on their phone, they just simply dial 712-432-7231, and they can hear the show on their phone wherever they're at. So let me thank all the great guests we had. First of all, let me thank the staff in New York, Jason, the director of Progressive Radio Network, this is the fastest growing progressive station in the world. It's a great station. Good job, Jason. Keep up the great work. I want to thank our engineer today. I didn't get his name. I want to thank Casey, who does a wonderful job there on the staff in New York. I also want to thank my producer in Los Angeles, Jimmy D. I want to thank Stuart Hassel, always doing a lot of great work. I want to thank our guest today, Stefan Rudolph, and I want to thank you, the listeners. And before I go, one more little thing about Mother Teresa. Some anti-war activists went up to her once and said, Mother Teresa, will you please join our anti-war rally? Come and speak. She said, no, thank you. When you change and have a peace rally, please call me. I'll be happy to go to the peace rally, but I don't go anything that's anti. So stay away from bad thoughts, bad things, bad ideas, negative things. Turn your life around, my friends, and get into positive and love, happiness, harmony. Go out and take a walk in the park. Take your shoes off, ground yourself, eat better, think better, be around loving people, stay away from bad, not toxicity people and toxicity situations. Thank you for the show, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great big family,
and the truth, you know.